The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Join us here on the radio waves on our live Saturday edition of the program. As always, you can bring up anything that you want to discuss with you in studio tonight. Ian here.
And Mark.
So there's a website, freetalklive.com. You can go there. You can get interactive. Other Free Talk Live listeners actually submit content right there to the front page of the site. And sometimes we'll use that on the air. In fact, it's kind of our show prep, our main source for show prep, as suggested by listeners like you. And a story from Syopsky, that's who posted it, and then other listeners can vote it up and down. You can do this as well. It's a free Reddit-based system. Just go to freetalklive.com, check it out, and get interactive. Survey, majority of college students afraid to speak freely because they might be offensive.
It does seem like college has gotten to be, or at least some campuses, I can't speak for all of them, certainly, but there's been quite a few stories out about college students basically not being able to handle conversations. Because ultimately that's what it comes down to when you disagree with somebody on a salient point. I mean, these aren't disagreements kind of denote that these points aren't decided, right? Like, we're still figuring out what the case is. There's been instances where apparently, universities have decided that they're going to go after students for writing in chalk Trump 2016.
Someone might be upset about that.
Well, in the safe space. So they have safe spaces. So first off, the first problem is that they make safe spaces for college students.
Yes.
Right. You're sending what ostensibly is an adult. They are able to drive a motor vehicle. They are able to smoke cigarettes. They are able to sign up for the military. These are adults, and they need, apparently, universities have found that it is better for them. I don't know. Universities have put up these safe spaces that have, like, Lego blocks and coloring books and bubbles.
It seems unbelievable.
It really does seem unbelievable, but the idea that an adult needs some place to go. And maybe when the dorms are noisy or something, you do need that. I don't know. I've got my home, and that's where I go when I need to get away from people. Not that I need to get away from people very often, but, yeah, that's where I go. That's where I get my solitude. So I don't know. It's all just so insane to me.
American universities, this according to activistpost.com, have done a complete about-face away from the free speech havens they once were. Recently brought to the forefront of American media has been the attack on free speech and lack of respect for the press on college campuses. I can testify to this. I've been booted off college campuses on more than one occasion for exercising what I thought was a right to free speech and free press. Most notably, it was the incident at the University of Missouri last November where we saw the anti-First Amendment attitude in full force. During a protest on campus, students pushed and shoved reporters and cameramen to prevent them from covering the calls for resignation of University President Tim Wolf over a supposed racial incident that happened on school grounds. No comment, the protesters chanted as they locked arms. No media, safe space. I gotta say, I missed this video, Mark. Had you seen this one?
Pushing
out the journalists?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I hadn't seen that. In the video, they show a freelance ESPN journalist, Tim Tai, desperately trying to explain to University of Missouri student protesters what the First Amendment actually means. A survey released this week.
They don't have any use for the First Amendment. The First Amendment means that people get to say things they disagree with.
A survey released this week has shed some light on the attitude that college students have toward free speech and whether or not they believe universities need to step in and censor. Now, there's a related video that I did see where somebody came up with a petition, got their clipboard out, printed up a petition, and it said that the First Amendment should be banned or, abolished or whatever. And
do you think that people should be able to say whatever they want? Of course they don't think. Of course people don't think that.
He has no problem getting signatures.
The First Amendment doesn't mean that you can say whatever you want. The First Amendment means that you can say whatever you want on your property or public property, essentially.
That's right.
And college
campuses are ostensibly public property because most of them, with a few exceptions, are publicly funded, meaning they receive government money. So as long as, in my opinion, as long as a college is receiving government money, then it should be a free speech zone.
I would concur with you. The problem is the government money.
So it reveals a chilling effect on free speech is taking place because of the politically correct social justice warrior in need of a safe space attitude seen in Missouri.
Well, let me back up that college campus thing. So let's say, for instance, I have an opinion that some people might not agree with. I'm sure that's a true statement, right? Like, I'm sure I've got an opinion some college students don't agree with. Should I be able to go to the university where they pay tuition to go and, say what I want? Well, the answer is yes, if my tax dollars are going to that university, too, because I'm paying for the university at the same time. Yes, I get that they're paying more because they're getting an education out of the deal. What am I getting? Well, ostensibly, what I'm getting is educated people, but apparently not getting educated people if they're not hearing all sides. And one of the things I should be able to do is go there and protest or talk about what I want or whatever.
Totally agree. The survey, sponsored by the Knight Foundation and Newseum Institute in partnership with Gallup, found that 69% of students said colleges should be able to limit the use of slurs and other language that is intentionally offensive to certain groups.
I'm not a big fan of slurs generally.
Me neither.
Sometimes they can be employed in an amusing fashion, and in which case I guess I'm okay with some of them.
But this is how the camel's nose gets under the tent.
Indeed it is.
And when it comes to freedom of speech, the idea, for those that don't know, and apparently there are quite a few people that don't know this, the idea behind freedom of speech is you have to protect the icky speech, the unpopular speech, the offensive speech, the outrageous speech, the racist speech, the bigoted speech, speech you really would prefer not to hear. You have to protect that speech in a public place so that maybe someday when you want to say something that might be unpopular or potentially offensive, you will also be protected.
So I don't think that you should be able to go to, say, a private school and say whatever you want.
We're not talking about private schools.
Well, that's why I'm making the point. This is really important. This has to do with the money. So should you be able to go to a public university? Certainly. But every university in the country, except for, as I understand it, Hillsdale College, gets government money. So therefore,
What about that bi-male university in Arizona? Do they get government money?
I think it's University of Phoenix.
Yeah.
I don't know the answer to that. I couldn't.
I feel like I've heard they're private, but could be wrong.
If it's bi-male, you can't protest.
That's true.
So, I don't know if ITT or something like that.
Is
if they don't have a campus, you can't protest at it.
True. So let's go to your calls and thoughts here. We'll tell you more about the survey and what they found. College students, by the way, they surveyed over 3,000 college students from various different campuses across the country, four-year colleges, by the way. Let's go to Mark. He's in Indianapolis and listening to WIBC. By the way, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us here, 855-450-3733. Go ahead, Mark. You're on Free Talk Live.
First of all, you got to somehow stop me from laughing. If I went to college now, I for sure would have been kicked out. I mean, it's just no question. Maybe that's why I was at wrestling back then, just to get frustrations out. What is after the? We're turning into like a bunch of powder puff pillow people in this country. What's after this? Safe zones in a bar, so there's no more bar fights. Safe zone. You know, we ought to go to Iraq and force ISIS communities to install safe zones. Yeah, that'll do it. Let's see how that works, guys. Come on, are you kidding me? This is a joke.
Apparently it's not, and that's the difficulty here is that we're dealing with a generation of people, or at least the generation doesn't do enough to stand in front of those that would say, look, we've got to have safe zones. They said 68% would limit slurs, and a slur can frankly be anything. I recently had some a woman tell me that I wasn't allowed to say the word gal, as though that is a slur.
Really?
I just thought it was the opposite of guy.
So did I. Hey, Mark, thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us here on the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. Maybe you're on a college campus and you've got some experience with these students. It's Free Talk Live.
At Van Dyke Mortgage, we would like to thank our military veterans. This is Charlie Sundstrom with your Van Dyke Mortgage Minute. For your service to our country, the Veterans Administration or VA loans are available for active, non-active, and retired veterans who meet the established requirements to assist in buying or refinancing a home loan. The most notable features and benefits for those who qualify are 100% financing, no monthly mortgage insurance, a variety of terms or loan types, reduced costs for disabled veterans, and no seller prepayment penalty. At Van Dyke Mortgage, we work hard to be your trusted mortgage advisor and can help analyze your personal situation and give you advice that matters. For your mortgage pre-approval and refi needs, start by visiting VanDykeMortgage.com. That's VanDykeMortgage.com.
Corporate NMLS 3035. Van Dyke Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Charlie Sundstrom, NMLS 134251.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, my Saturday show. We're talking about the difficulty of having free speech on college campuses. Apparently, 69% of college students surveyed in a recent, there are several study, I guess several groups involved in the study, but including Gallup and the Knight Foundation, 69% of 3,072 students aged 18 to 24 were surveyed from multiple four-year colleges between February 29th and March 15th, and 69% say that colleges should be able to limit the use of slurs and other language that is intentionally offensive to certain groups, which is a pretty wide cutting swath there.
I think that a college should be able to discontinue having as a student a person who, you know, stands around, who spends all their time using racial slurs. They should say, no, we don't want you here any longer. But, and I think that if somebody just goes there with a big sign with the N-word on it or something like that and is screaming racial slurs at the top of their lungs, I can see why the college would want to remove those, and I can see why students would want that. The problem is that person, assuming they have a job and pay taxes, that person is forced to fund that university. And it is, to my mind, immoral to both force a person to pay for your place of business and to disallow them from being there.
I can't say I agree that they should be able to kick somebody off of their out as a student because they say things that the college doesn't like. You're essentially advocating for the same thing as what the students are.
Oh, I think private schools should be able to do what they want.
Oh, I thought you said colleges, which would mean college. Like all of the publicly funded colleges.
Right. Well, what I'm
you
saying
meant privately
is
funded.
This is an issue of the tragedy of the commons.
Right.
This is an issue of making taxpayers pay for stuff because lots of people have lots of different opinions, and many of those opinions are wrong or offensive. So, whatever, that really doesn't make a difference when it comes to taking their money from them and then making them pay for a place that then won't allow them to air their opinion.
Okay, so just to clarify, you were saying only a privately funded school should be able to discontinue the education of a student who is saying racist things.
A privately funded school should be able to discontinue people from a student or anybody else from saying what they want on their property.
Got it.
All schools should be privately funded because of this.
But that's not the case.
Ultimately,
we're a long way away from ever having schools being privately funded.
That's, sure.
Whether that happens in our lifetime or not, I'd love to see it happen, but unfortunately, the way things operate now is colleges get money from the government, which means it needs to be an open season. Now, I would agree that if someone is shouting at the top of their lungs, you could argue that could be disruptive to the actual, you know, learnings going on there. If you're right outside of a classroom and you've got a megaphone, and, you know, you're banging on a drum or shouting at the top of your lungs, that could be distracting. I would say that could be limited. But if you're standing there quietly with a sign and you're just talking to people, then I don't think that's
pamphleting true. Or something like
exactly.
that. I see that. Also, when it comes to the term slur, one person's slur is another person's normal way of talking, and that gets very difficult to determine what a slur is and what isn't. I feel like I can tell immediately what a slur is, but a lot of people use the term gypped on a regular basis. I say that's a racial slur against gypsies. So there you go.
I didn't even know that.
Right.
You pointed that out to me a few years ago. Let's go to Will. He's in Delaware, listening to WILM. Hey, Will.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's on your mind tonight, Will? Go ahead.
And two quick points. Number one, lack of dialogue of opposing viewpoints ultimately leads to totalitarianism. So that's problem number one. But the thing that is amazing the most is the racial safe spaces that they talk about, which these people have been educated to the point to where they're de-evolving and asking for segregation.
Yeah,
which is
psychotic. Yeah, we've seen stories where segregation is actually being now self-implemented. People are being excluded based on their ethnicity from certain areas.
So liberalism has led to resegregation.
Resegregation. I mean, well, where are people going to be most comfortable, right?
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it makes no sense to me. When you look at it, you talk about, you know, the left and the group that, you know, preaches diversity and this and that. Free speech is only free when it's their speech. Other than that, shut up and get out. And that's the problem.
Well, I would say that it's not just the left that does this. There's been some protests, for whatever reason, protests in the last year of stomping on flags and sometimes setting American flags on fire.
On college campuses?
On college campuses and off.
Okay.
So in different, usually young people, sometimes black people, but I'm not entirely sure. It's not certainly not always that. And then what you'll find is you'll find some angry angry white guy coming out there is like, my flag! My fought and friends of mine fought and died and face down in the dirt, you know, looking like that guy from The Big Lebowski. And I get it. You know, like, I get it. You really prize this flag, and you believe that that other person should prize that flag, too. I understand. But once you put your hands on somebody who's stomping on their own flag, then at that point, you're the person who needs the cool-down area, the timeout zone, the safe space. It's the same thing. It's just on the other side.
You don't own that. Leave that guy alone.
Yeah.
Will, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
No, I agree with you guys. You know, the right is to be equally offended, and that's okay. But people just got to get over it and suck it up.
Thanks for the call, Will. Appreciate it. Totally agree with that. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. I want to hear from a defender of the safe spaces. This is something we've never heard.
I want to hear a defender of somebody who punches somebody over their stomping on a flag.
All those people are out there.
It's just the same thing. Remember, it's like it's all the same stuff. Oh, college students can't handle safe spaces. Oh.
That's an excellent point.
Retired Mark. Republican Army vets can't handle flag burnings. So there we go. I mean, it all comes down to, you know, just being able to disagree with somebody without
and not attack them.
Using a force. Because that's what these college students are advocating for. They're not willing to take the protester off campus themselves. In most cases.
Right.
But they are willing to advocate for security to do it. And the security guards are big and have guns. So all they're saying is that I'm too weak to kick somebody off, but I want somebody else to do it for me. And then, you know, then somebody else says, you know what, I'm willing to use the force myself. Neither one of these things is laudable, but they are the same thing.
Let's go to James in Arizona. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, James.
So, Ian, you would... One would think you're talking about Free Talk Live itself, seeing that, safe spaces, hosts that don't want to take a caller's call because his critiques might upset them, so he doesn't want to. But speaking of immoral sentiments.
We take every call that comes into the show, by the way.
Sure.
Yeah, we take
like
yours.
Last night. Sure. I can think of TJ, Daryl W. Perry, Johnson, other don't want to talk to
just
me,
because we don't want to talk to you for a very long time doesn't mean we won't take your call. Goodbye, James. 855-450-FREE, because, you know, you're boring. All you ever do is call and complain about how you were treated on your last call or how you were treated 2 years ago. That's one of his calls recently, was hearkening back to his first time he called in and how upset he was, this and that. And no one cares. No one cares. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
The only way to get treated exactly the way you want on a show is to start your own show.
Yeah, there you go.
Because, I mean, you know, can't let you get down here and on soapbox and give seminar.
We'll let you bring up anything you want, but if you're boring and no one cares, you're going to be on for a very short period of time. 855-450-FREE, whether you want to talk about college campuses or whatever, it's Free Talk Live.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history. the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issuing company and other factors not available in all states.
Planning to buy food storage? Wait a minute. Many companies try to confuse you with the number of servings they sell. It's not about the number of servings. It's about the number of calories. In emergencies, calories mean survival. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com for a comparison of leading companies. Ready Supply Foods sells the most calories per dollar of any company. Our 23 entrees and breakfasts are delicious and full of nutritious calories. The new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can join us. Toll free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. 69% of college students want to ban free speech. They're saying that colleges should be able to limit the use of slurs and other language that is intentionally offensive to certain groups. And if they think colleges should be able to limit that, then wouldn't it follow that they would also support the government limiting it in the rest of the world? If they could, you know, if they could have their druthers.
Sure. This is what it sounds like. It sounds like a generation of people who wish to use the state, this form of organization that we've had for 9,000 years.
College is like a mini state.
It really is.
They've got a president, and they elect.
It's very hierarchical.
Yeah.
So this model of organization that we've had for 9,000 years, it's evolved from masters and servants and kings and vassals and those sorts of things to what we have today. But it's still, we tell you what to do or we throw you in prison. You don't want to go to prison, we'll kill you. That's essentially what the model is.
Now, you made a really interesting point, Mark, earlier comparing the...
I do that. I'm a talk show host.
You were comparing the college safe space concept and all these wimpy college students who are so afraid of encountering differing ideas.
Trump 2016, for instance.
you compared them to the angry people who, like, will grab or attack someone who's burning an American flag. And pointing out that basically that's the same thing. It's the same sort of fear mindset of I can't handle this, these ideas. I can't handle what's happening or what's being said or what's being presented. We got Frank on the line in Indiana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Frank.
Hey, I just wanted to ask
desecration of the flag isn't a free speech issue. It's actually against the law and punishable.
That's false. Whatever law you're talking about is unconstitutional. The Supreme Court has been very clear that you can do what you want to your flag.
But it's written in black and white somewhere. I've researched it.
All right, I'm sure I'm sure some slimy politician somewhere has written this stuff down, but it is unconstitutional.
It is a free speech issue because you should have the freedom to do what you want with your own property, and symbolic speech is speech. So even though words are not necessarily being said, they might be in that case, but they might not be, just simply burning something, whether it's a flag or a Bible or a Quran or whatever,
stomping on it
or urinating on it or whatever, is a free speech. It's essentially an art exhibit.
Hmm. Well, I've just seen it. Written down that
well, I'm telling you, you're wrong about that. I've seen people burn the flag, and the government did nothing whatsoever about it.
Oh, okay. Plus, I've read the Supreme Court ruling on it, or at least read about the Supreme Court ruling. I try to avoid those long rulings that they have. But the fact of the matter is that politicians and judges and these kind of folks are constantly trying to limit your speech.
Now,
but the country was founded upon the notion that you can do or say what you want so long as you don't harm other people.
Let's clarify something here. It is illegal to burn someone else's flag, meaning that
yes.
If you set... you know, the government's flag on fire, if you steal someone's flag from their home and you set that on fire, then that's illegal because then you're dealing, you know, you're destroying someone else's property. Thanks for the call, Frank. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It's also important to note that where you burn your flag is important too, right? Like, so
there are public burning ordinances in some places, but that covers just setting fires in general, not... specifically burning flags.
Yeah, if you come to my house and you set a flag on fire in my living room, then we're talking about arson now. So that's an entirely different situation. Now, by the way, flag burning is just the catch-all here. Most of these protests had to do with people who were using the same flag over and over. They'd stomp on them, and then they'd wipe their feet or whatever, and then give their little speech.
Let's continue. And by the way, we've got Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Stephen is in Albuquerque. Stephen, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to Kiva.
Yes. Hello, guys. My name is Stephen. Wanted to thank the person. Yeah, I've only heard you guys a couple times. And I wanted to thank the person who brought up the idea for the concept that "jip" is a racial slur against gypsies. I am of gypsy background. I came here from France and Germany, and only in English that term has been used for a long time. And I just wanted to say thank you for pointing that out. Because not too many
does it bother you? It bothers you when people say it, or you just sort of note it in your mind, or how do you feel when people say it?
Yeah, it does bother me, and I hear it in TV programs or movies, rarely. But, it stings my brain when I hear it. That's all.
So you don't have a history of going door-to-door selling people questionable products or services in order to rip them off? That's not something you've ever done?
No. I'm a musician, and the gypsies I know, they use their talent for these things. There are various types of gypsies. Of course, every society has their bad people and their criminals.
Mm-hmm.
And the stereotype is the stereotype. And gypsies are not out protesting and making big deals like other racial groups do. Gypsies are pretty quiet.
That's true. You never really hear about gypsies.
There was a show, My Big Fat Gypsy Wedding, or American Gypsy Wedding, or something like that, and it was just, I thought it was a real interesting look into Romanies and Irish travelers and just a variety of other people that sort of self-identify as gypsies. And I thought it was fascinating. Many of the dresses were outrageous, but regardless, it was funny.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And they're like English. They even have a different way of pronouncing Romani, the Gypsy language. They say Gorgio for a non-Gypsy, which is I grew up saying Gajo, G A J O, And they say Gorgio, and I don't know where that comes from, but yeah.
Steven, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Dialects are all different across America. Up here in the north, they call attorneys lawyers. Down in the south, we call them liars.
Let's talk to Tony. He's in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Tony.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, I just wanted to make a point about the college culture today, and, you know, kind of, you know, I think that we'll find when college students start entering the workspace, they're not going to acclimate to the office. I think they're going to basically take over the culture of the office. I think it's important for older workers to understand everything from cultural appropriation, as they call it, to all the different categories of gender classification. And I think workers in the workspace need to be prepared for how they deal with younger subordinates as they come into the workspace.
Do you think that an older worker should have to change how they use pronouns in a sentence? If, for instance, I want to be called G, do you think all my what about my listeners? Should they have to refer to me that way?
I think it's going to happen. I think human resources is going to direct to all managers and workers that they will have to accommodate the younger workers as they come in.
Do you think there'll be rulings at some point, like the Supreme Court, where basically you have to bake, like a Christian bakery has to make a cake for a gay wedding, that kind of thing? Do you think there'll be rulings like that?
I do.
I think that's the day America dies, frankly.
It's happening.
I think it may be happening, but I think that's the day America dies. I mean, I really think that that's it. Once there's not an opportunity for people to speak up and have different opinions and those kind of things, that it's just over.
Agreed.
Pack it up and let's go.
Tony, anything else you want to share? Go for it.
No, thank you so much.
Thanks for the call, man. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Skype username is lrn.fm. And again, that toll-free number, 855-450-3733.
Pretty soon, we're going to have bathrooms are going to take up half of a building because you're going to have a 10-by-10 bathroom. Somebody might be disabled, you know. And it's going to have to be individual, not stalls, because everybody's going to self-identify. You're going to have to have a bathroom for men,
someone
women.
Someone might see my penis.
Trans, whatever, somebody who self-identifies as a Husky, somebody who self-identifies as a Mack truck, you know, whatever.
A gypsy bathroom.
It's going to be that like that.
855-450-FREE. Join us here on Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-975-5269. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-975-5269. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-975-5269. That's 1-800-975-5269.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Join us here, toll-free, live Saturday edition continuing. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
We've got Skype as well, so join us there if you got that, because you'll sound better when you do. Skype username is lrn.fm. Talking about a disturbing story, but not really that surprising, about college students in the United States. 3,000 of them were surveyed. 69% from different, by the way, different four-year colleges. 69% of the students surveyed said colleges should be able to limit the use of slurs and other language that is intentionally offensive to certain groups. And that was point number one. We haven't even gotten to point number two yet.
I would like to point out that it was said here on the air by a caller that flag burning was illegal in
False.
Some places. And I have just, looked it up just to make sure, because I've been wrong before, too. I just want to make sure that when I say it's constitutionally protected, that it is. USCourts.gov, the majority of the court, according to James William Brennan, agreed with Johnson and held that the flag burning constitutes a form of symbolic speech that is protected by the First Amendment. The majority noted that freedom of speech protects actions that society may find very offensive, but society's outrage alone is not justification for suppressing free speech. This is the 1989 case.
Every now and then the court gets it right, and they're generally pretty good on free speech issues.
I like the Supreme Court better than most forms of the government, arms of the government.
All right, so point number two on this study. 63% of students said colleges should be able to restrict the wearing of costumes that stereotype certain racial or ethnic groups. And this is that cultural appropriation term, I believe, that was used earlier. Is that right?
Well, not just cultural appropriation, but you could, stereotyping is, there's a variety of really offensive forms of racial stereotyping out there. And I'm not, not excited by them at all.
No, I personally find racism to be detestable. but I understand what free speech means, and I understand why it should be protected. So even though I don't support racism, and I won't tolerate it for very long when someone calls in with it on this show, I do understand what freedom of speech is about. And this is, by the way, not a, free speech zone.
There's no such thing as free speech.
You can't say the N-word here. We're going to have to drop your call if you do that.
No, we are going to drop your call. I don't know that we necessarily have to. I don't think
we're going to have to, because I've decided that that's what we're going to do.
We are going to.
Yeah.
But own it. Take it. Take control of that and say that that is what we will do, because that is what we will do. I don't think that the Federal Communications...
No, it has nothing to do with the FCC. It just has to do with good taste. But again, that's where we come back to the idea of public property. Public property means that freedom of speech needs to be protected in those places. And freedom of speech does include the wearing of what you want. So whether it's a shirt that says FU on it, or whether it's an offensive costume, you should be free to wear those things. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. And, we still haven't really heard from anybody who supports the safe spaces. I mean, aren't there any college students out there who can stop cowering for just a moment and call in and, kind of defend what it is that you support? Obviously, they are willing to defend their safe spaces when they're in groups. So it seems like they sort of will attack someone who supports free speech if there's a pack of them. Like in these videos that we've seen where they've been yelling at administrators, or in this one that they link on this article, trying to push an ESPN reporter off of a campus, they seem to have strength in numbers. So maybe that's why they're not calling in here tonight.
I saw one student go bananas on, I believe, a preacher that was on campus. There were two preacher guys. One preacher guy, one guy who was with the preacher guy, and then one sort of... this kid was insane. There's no way to describe it otherwise. But he had the intestinal fortitude and the wherewithal to go ahead and use physical force against two people rather than one. He lost handily because he was, a child.
Let's go to Joe. He's in Grand Rapids listening to WTKG. Hey, Joe.
Yeah, George Orwell said, if liberty means anything at all, it means the right to tell people what they do not want to hear. And let me tell you, once they start going after our free speech, our freedom's gone. And these young kids, I don't know what the deal is at these college campuses, but they're learning a bunch of garbage. I mean, even Jerry Seinfeld, he's not a conservative, he's a comedian, but I remember hearing a story about him. He doesn't like going to shows at college campuses anymore because the kids don't have a sense of humor.
Everyone's offended by something.
Well, they're offended by everything.
Yeah.
Well,
I don't think you can necessarily blame the college campuses entirely, because remember, almost all of these students were educated first in government schools. So, it's not like they just walked out all kind of free speech believing into the college campus and then had that whipped out of them by whatever the college curriculum was. No, they spent 13 years in the government schools first, where they were absolutely indoctrinated, towards the state and towards restricting freedom. And then they were dumped off onto the college campuses, where that continues.
Well, I personally believe if your kid's in school, you should be the one paying. Other people shouldn't have to pay for it, but...
No doubt.
You're here.
That's a different topic, but...
it's one that I'm very fond of.
All the time I don't like, but I don't get in people's faces, and I don't, try to shut them up. If somebody has something valid, a valid point, people will listen to it, and if not,
People ignore them.
The common sense will just ignore them.
Good call, Joe. Thanks for sharing your thoughts tonight. I appreciate it. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That allows you to join us. Bring up whatever is on your mind, especially if you are actually on a college campus, or maybe you just graduated and you can speak directly to your experience. Maybe you're a curriculum or your staff member on a college campus. 855-450-FREE.
So what this reminds me of is I'm a Quaker, for those that don't know, and I've read a great deal about Quakerism and its sort of beginnings. So in the 1640s, 1650s, around the time of what they call the English Revolution, the Quakers got together, the Quakers and a bunch of other organizations, the Diggers, the Whalers, and a whole bunch of other groups got together with their own ideas. The ideas that women should be more free, the idea that nobles shouldn't own all the land, the idea that you should be able to worship in the way you want to worship. Foundations for what Enlightenment thought came to be, a la the Bill of Rights. real great stuff everybody pretty much agrees with today. But at the time, radical notions. These people were activists. There's no doubt about it, they were activists. That's the 1650s, call it then. By the time, and I read also John Woolman's diary, which is, this is the guy, the third most popular Quaker behind George Fox and William Penn, is this John Williams, Woolman guy. And what he did was he was basically the first guy to sort of stand up and say, slavery is wrong. And he went around from church to church, Quaker meeting to Quaker meeting, preaching and convincing people, Quakers specifically, and then other religions, that they should give up their slaves, let them free, give them some money so that they can start a life. And this, and he was very influential. This is pre-Revolutionary War. But reading this guy's diary, and that gave me an indication of what Quakerism was like by essentially 100 years later. Inside of 100 years, these people became boring, stuck up, he used the term sober. And I think that that's really a good term to describe them in the sense that sober means no fun at all. And
complacent?
Complacent is not the right term at all. No, these people weren't complacent. It's just that they had, once you begin to nitpick about how other people can live their lives and what they can say and that kind of thing, then everybody gets to nitpick about what everybody else says, and pretty soon all the rough edges are knocked off and everybody is boring as hell. Because essentially jokes and fun often occur at other people's expense.
Yep.
The only jokes that don't occur at other people's expense, from what I can tell, are puns. And that's not always the case, but in many cases it is. And people think it's okay to not like people to tell puns, too. The general reaction to a pun is, oh. Right? So, I mean, you know, there you have it. All jokes are off. There's no jokes left. And this is essentially, to some extent, this is the problem with the internet, right? Like, everybody can now communicate with everybody else.
There's some darn good jokes on the internet.
There are great jokes on the internet, but that I love, but lots of people, you post one of those jokes on your wall and find out if somebody dislikes it, because somebody does.
Who cares?
One of my favorite is the cat that's dead on the side of the road with a sign on it that says free cat. People seem to think that if I post this, that I'm advocating for cats getting run over by cars. No, yeah. I just thought it was funny.
Let's go to Eric. He's in Indiana, in Indiana, but listening to a radio station in Washington. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to KQQQ.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind?
You said you wanted college kids to call in and talk about free speech, and I'm a senior this year. So,
excellent. On which campus?
Ball State University. It's actually in Indiana.
All right, stand by, Eric. We're going to bring you back here in hour number two, give you plenty of time to share your experience. We got Eric, who's actually in college, senior. He'll tell us his thoughts coming up, and you can share yours. Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is having a huge sale on ads. If you have a local business, contact this station. They'll help you out. But if you do business nationally through a website, a brand, or a call center, Free Talk Live ads are 66% off until April 16th. I can't give you the rates here, but I can tell you the packages are as low as $500. We're on 170-plus stations. We do endorsements, and we have a big old online audience. Contact Mark at freetalklive.com. We've never had a sale this big. Mark at freetalklive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers. Software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.